We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we've been focusing on the mitzvos of the judges. So we left off almost at the end of the mitzvot. One of the mitzvot that a judge has to accept upon himself is not to judge falsely, to maintain a fair justice, that the Torah says, Lo tasu avel b'mishpat. Don't do unfair things in justice. And there's also a special biblical commandment not to accept a bribe. The shohad lo tikach. So we have another two biblical prohibitions. Now after the two sides make their claims, and the judge already figured out which way he's going to rule, so he has to say, I am preparing to give ruling in this case where there's a monetary issue, where we have two claims, and the Torah gives us a biblical commandment, al kol devar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al tzal, salma, al kol avida, shayomar ki uze, ad elokim yavod var shnehim. That when you have an issue with your fellow man, a monetary issue, then there's a special mitzvah for it to come to court. And from here we also derive the biblical vow. There are three forms of biblical vows. One is if there's a modeh b'miktzat. I claim you owe me $100, you say, no, I only owe you 50. The Torah says, biblically, you must take a vow because you admit to part of my claim, so there's a biblical rule that you have to take a vow. So we have also a mitzvah to give ruling when there is an issue of business. The Torah says, v'chitim kirum imkar. When there's business, so then also we have a biblical mitzvah, if we have a question in business, to go to a Jewish court. And there's also a biblical mitzvah to give ruling when there's a case that someone gave someone else to watch something. Guy leaves the room, he says, watch my bag for a minute. The guy was watching it, and then he says, it was stolen. So the court says, he says, what do you mean it was stolen? I had $1 million in that bag. What do you mean it was stolen? I left you in charge of it. Takes him to court. So there's a special mitzvah that the court should also rule in situations where a person was responsible to watch an item for his fellow man, and that item was harmed. There's also a mitzvah for the courts to rule, a special mitzvah in a situation where a person was paid to watch. He was hired as a guard, or if he rented an item from his fellow man, the Torah says we have a mitzvah to rule if there's a case between them. And the same thing is true if the person borrowed an item from his fellow man. So we have specific mitzvah to give rulings in these instances. Either there's a claim between two people because one guy claims you harmed my object, or there's a business dealing between them and there are claims between them, or he watched an item for someone either for free, or he was paid to watch it, or he borrowed an item, or he rented an item and something happened to that item. The Torah says the courts have to judge in that case. And the judges also have a mitzvah to rule in a situation where there's an argument of over an inheritance. The Torah says if someone passes away, so there's an order how the inheritance works, and the courts have a mitzvah to rule in such an instance.